Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induwa Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. I'm reading from the book of Malachi chapter 3, a very well-known portion of scripture that says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that there will not even be room to receive it." A couple of weeks ago, a listener called in. This is a person who heard a couple of my messages on the radio, and this is part of a series that I'm doing on money churches. And after hearing that message, she asked me this question. "Why are you telling people to stop paying tithes?" And I was like, "Huh? When did I ever tell people to stop paying tithes? What I told people is, if you go to a cult and you give money to a cult, don't call that tithes, because you're not giving that unto the Lord. I believe in paying tithes. I believe in bringing your tithes and offerings. But your tithes and your offerings are for God and for God's kingdom. All I said is don't give your money to cults." So she got angry with me and she started to quote this Malachi scripture. She said, "Wherefore shall a man rob God? Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse of God." And she quoted that scripture for me, and I'm like, why are you quoting that scripture as if you're trying to rebuke me with the Word of God? I agree with that scripture. I believe in that scripture. You can't argue with me by telling me something I agree with. And then she told me, "I feel convicted every time I don't pay tithes. If I'm late with my tithes, the conviction is so strong because I don't want to be cursed." And I said, "Once again, that's great. That is wonderful. I appreciate what you're telling me. But I am not telling you to stop paying tithes. But since you brought it up, let me ask you a question. You said you feel convicted every time you don't pay tithes or you're late with your tithes. Suppose a missionary comes to your church and he preaches a message, and you decide that for 1 month, instead of giving your tithes to your local church, you decide you're going to give your tithes to that missionary so he could travel to India or Africa or wherever he goes to preach the gospel and win people to Christ. Will you still feel convicted and condemned?" And she said, "Yes. You will feel convicted knowing that your money is helping to win people to Christ." And then she said, "Yes, because the tithes are for the local church. Offerings are for everything else. All your tithes must go to your local church. And our church has a mission Sunday every last Sunday of the month where we collect a missions offering. So tithes are not for missions." And it was clear in speaking to this person, her mind was brainwashed into following man-made church rules rather than the Word of God. There is not a single scripture in the Bible that says tithes are for the local church only and that you cannot pay your tithes somewhere else. There is absolutely no scripture in the Bible. That is a man-made teaching. This scripture says bring tithes into the storehouse of God. The storehouse of God is not a local church. The storehouse of God is the entire kingdom of God. All God wants with the tithes and the offering is that there will be meat in my house. In other words, there will be money to fund genuine ministry work. It does not necessarily have to be in your local church. It could be anywhere that's doing the work of God. But the person got me thinking. Because usually whenever I share a message with people, I tell them to study the scriptures for themselves. So now she shared some scriptures with me, which scriptures that I knew. But I decided, you know what? Let me get a taste of my own medicine. Let me search the scriptures for myself, and not just these four verses in Malachi that everybody knows. but the entire book of Malachi, so I could get a better understanding of what was happening. And God opened up my eyes and showed me some things in the book of Malachi that blew my mind. But let's go back to Malachi chapter 1 to read a few verses there. And while we're going through it, I want you to think of this one question. Who was really robbing God? Was it the people who were withholding their tithes? Or was it the priests who were not using it for God? You see, the way the tithes work in the Old Testament is that the people would bring their tithes, and back then the tithes were actually animals and fruits. They would bring their tithes to the Levites or the priests, and the Levites would then sacrifice those things to God. So there were two links in the chain. The people brought the tithes to the Levites, and the Levites sacrificed it to God. That's how it worked. And we see the same two links when we transfer this over to the New Testament. The lay people work and they bring their tithes and offerings to the clergy, the pastors and leaders, and then they use it to fund the work of the ministry. So again, we see the two links. So my question is, back in Malachi, who was really robbing God? Was it the people who were withholding the tithes, or was it the priests who were not giving the tithes to God? Malachi chapter 1 verse 6 says, "The Lord of hosts, to you priests who despise my name." So we see who God is speaking to right now. He's speaking to the priests who despise my name. "Yet you say, in what way have we despised your name?" Verse 7. "You offer defiled food on my altar, and when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you favorably?" says the Lord of hosts. So what the priests were doing, they were looking at all the animals that were brought to them, and they were looking at the goat with three eyes and the sheep with three legs, the deformed ones, the blind ones, the crippled ones, and they were saying, "Let's sacrifice that to God." And they kept the good ones for themselves. And God was incensed. He was saying, "You think you could offer that to your governor? Absolutely not. But you're offering it to God." So remember the question I ask you, right? Who is really robbing God? And let's go down to verse 14. "But cursed be the deceiver who sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished." Chapter 2, verse 2. "I will send a curse among you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them." So those scriptures give us a very good idea of what was going on. The priests were giving defiled sacrifices to God, and that brought a curse upon the land. Most Christians know about Malachi chapter 3 because those are the only verses that they ever hear read in church. Those are the only verses that are taught to them. And typically, pastors teach people those scriptures and communicate to them the idea that if they withhold their tithes, they are robbing God. And that is true. That is true. If you withhold your tithes and offerings, you are robbing God. But that is not the full truth. The full truth is that there are two links to this chain. If pastors don't use the tithes and offerings to do God's work, but rather use it to build up their own kingdom, then they are also robbing God, because that is exactly what was happening in the book of Malachi. And that is what God meant when he said, "Wherewith shall a man rob God?" That is what brought a curse upon among the people. There are two links to this chain. The lay people are supposed to bring their tithes, but the clergy is supposed to use that tithes for God's work. There is one particular church that I know of that pulls in hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in tithes and offerings. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yet, not a single cent of that money goes into any meaningful ministry. A small fraction of it goes into paying the utility bills, electricity and water. A small fraction of it goes into paying the secretary a salary. They don't have a treasurer or an accountant because the finances of that church are kept secret. But the vast majority of that money, 90%, which will be hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, goes into supporting the pastor's family. The pastor has 6 kids, and these are not little children. These are grown men and women who have children of their own, and in some cases, grandchildren. They are all living on church money, and here's the thing, half of them not even saved, yet they're on church payroll. Who is really robbing God? Is it the people who are not paying tithes? Because obviously the people in that church are paying tithes, but who is really robbing God if the tithes are not being given to God and used for God's kingdom? And the people who are paying tithes in that church, could it really be said that they're paying their tithes to God? Now you might say, well, you know, God knows my heart, and it doesn't matter what the pastor does with the money as long as I give it unto the Lord. Let me ask you this question. Suppose you owe taxes to the IRS or the BIR, and you write out a check for the taxes that you owe, and you mail that check, but you put the wrong address on the envelope by mistake. Do you think the IRS will care that the intention of your heart was right? They're going to slap you with a late fee and interest fees. You're not going to get away from it just because your intention was right. As far as they're concerned, if your intention was right, you would have made sure you put the right address on the envelope. You would have made sure you put the right amount of stamps. You would have made sure all your I's were dotted and your T's were crossed. You would have made sure you were careful to do it right. If your heart is right, you will not give tithes in a church that is not doing the work of God. If your heart is right, you will not give tithes to a church knowing that the money is being used to build up a man's empire rather than the kingdom of God. If your heart is right, you will want to know that your money is being used to win the lost and to bring people to Christ. You will want to know that your money is being used to build up God's kingdom, and you will demand accountability from those who take your tithes. Just like the children of Israel, they were bringing their tithes to the Levites, but the Levites were not giving it to God. Who was really robbing God? We are stewards of God's money, and we are called to be faithful with what God has entrusted to us. I am not saying to stop paying tithes. I believe in giving tithes and offerings. I believe in people giving to support the kingdom of God. And the Bible has a lot of blessings promised to those who would give to God and those who would give to the poor. But there is not a single promise in the Bible for giving to greedy men. Not one. There is no blessing in that. We are called to be faithful stewards. I'm saying give your tithes. Pay your tithes and your offering. Be faithful in giving to God, but make sure you give to God so that His work and His kingdom is done and not some man's kingdom. There are many churches who are genuinely doing the work of God, going in parts of the country and parts of the world that most of us don't know about, and they are winning the loss. Those are the churches that you need to support. If your church is not doing that, then I'm not even sure it's a church. And just in case anybody was wondering, I am not a pastor, I do not have a church, and I have no interest in anybody's tithes. I am certainly not telling you to pay your tithes to me, absolutely not. I have a website that I've been running for over 15 years now. Very often, people write me and they ask, how could we give a donation? And I say to them, hear what? I don't take donations. But whatever you had planned to give to me, find some missionary who is doing the work of God, give your money to them, and may God reward you in heaven for it. Find a church that's doing the work of God and be faithful with your tithes. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to call me at 343-5014. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.